You know, the Estelle Awards is coming up, and we always talk to the creator of this wonderful event, Mr. Don Jackson. He's going to be joining us this morning here on the Highway Gospel, Highway 11, to share what's going to be going on this year. Let's see if we can connect the dots and talk to him and Ja'Kale and Carter right now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm doing just great.
Good, good. So glad that you could be with us once again. And let me start off by saying Happy New Year to you.
And the same to you, Fred, and the Gospel Highway.
I appreciate it. Thank you. You got some exciting things to share this morning, right?
Yes, I do. And Ja'Kale is on the line as well.
Good morning, Ja'Kale.
Hello, everyone.
Congratulations to you also. And thank you, and keep up the good work bringing us that great gospel music.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just so enthralled when Ja'Kale closed out our show last year.
Yes.
She kicked off her shoes and brought it home, Ja'Kale.
Yes. Home run, right? Yes. Great.
Yeah, she hit a home run. So, Fred, what can I tell you about our exciting show coming up? What would you like to know?
I'd like to know everything you want to share, and just don't leave out anything.
All right. Well, first of all, let me share. Ja'Kale Carr is nominated for the Albertina Walker Female Vocalist of the Year and the Traditional Female Vocalist of the Year. Ja'Kale, how you feel about that?
Oh, wow. That's amazing. But God be the glory.
Well deserving.
Thank you all so much.
Well deserving, yes.
She has just been a staple, a growing young staple. I remember when her father introduced me several years ago, mm-hmm. and she has just truly developed. And that's what we're excited about this year's 35th Stellar Awards coming up in Vegas. You know, our show, this is, Fred, the 35th year.
Yes, it is.
We'll be back in Las Vegas again at the Orleans Hotel and Arena. This will be our fifth year back there. They've just been so wonderful. We will have exciting performances of many of the nominees that have just brought their best. And we are having, first of all, some young co-hosts. Featuring Jonathan McReynolds is going to co-host with Corinne Hawthorne.
Uh-huh.
And we're excited about that. You know, Jonathan has won previous Stellar Awards as mm-hmm. well as Corinne as well. But these are young folks that we're looking to highlight, just like Ja'Kale.
Yes.
They are the future of gospel music, and we're giving them a time to shine in a new capacity.
All right.
And Ja'Kale, you're not too far away from us looking at you as well. So I wanted you to know that.
Yes, sir.
Before I get into the top nominees, we're presenting this year the James Cleveland Lifetime Achievement Award to the Clark sisters.
Wow.
You know, Karen, Dorinda, Twinkie, and Jackie, you know, they have performed on as many as 6 Stellar Awards. Collectively, they have won over 15 Stellar Awards, and I was so pleased to be doing this for an exciting female group. They're receiving our James Cleveland Lifetime Achievement Award, and we're going to be bringing together a tribute performance that will knock the socks off of everyone and make them proud and make our audience proud as well. But the highlights, you know, of the major awards that we've had, Donald Lawrence, he is mm-hmm. the top nominator, I should say. He has received 9 nominations in all of the major categories, Artist of the Year, Song, Album, Choir, Producer, and such. And Donald always has a way of reinventing himself to stay current.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just so happy about that. And then Kirk Franklin, as usual, has this new product project out. He's receiving 8 nominations in the all of the major categories as well. Tasha Cobbs with 7 nominations, J.J. Harrison with 7 nominations, and Bishop Paul Morton with 6 nominations. And so we are very pleased. They are the handful who have received the most nominations in this year's mm-hmm. Stellar Awards coming up. Now, I should let your audience know that they need to go to Ticketmaster, www.ticketmaster.com, today to purchase their tickets.
That's right.
It's going to be an exciting show, and, you know, we tape it for television, so it's even more exciting as well. And it's going to take place again on Friday, March 27th, 2020, We're going to have our pre-show on Thursday, March 26th, and then we're having a white party welcome, which is a new feature for this year or two. And for those who come out to the Stellar to Vegas early for the show and their families, we're going to have a free opening welcome reception for all of those who come out early. We want to encourage them to do that.
Sounds good.
Then also, in addition to Ticketmaster.com, our fans can go to our website at www.thestellarawards.com.
Sounds good. Another exciting year all prepared.
We're in production mode right now to bring, you know, as we say every year, this will be the best Stellar Awards ever. So, because we will have a dynamite lineup. And, Chiquelin, you looking forward to coming in? And what did you feel about when you were there last year and closed our show off in our finale?
Last year was just completely amazing. Of course, I was surprised to even get the news that I was closing the show out. But we just had church. Like, it was church. Like, they didn't even want to leave.
Right.
But, so it was just an amazing experience, as always. And this year, I believe it's just going to be even greater. The Stellar Awards never disappoints as it relates to production and so many great artists. And I think that a lot of us can agree to the fact that every year it's like a big family reunion almost as when it comes to the artists. Because, you know, throughout the year we're all spread in different places, ministry calls us, but when we come there, it is always a great time, and just the Stellar Awards is just a whole experience within itself. And this year, I believe, is going to be even more amazing.
It's going to be so amazing. Friday, March 27th, put that on your calendars. The pre-show is on that Thursday, all happening at the Orleans Arena. And also that new added attraction, the White Party. It's going to be real awesome.
Yes, it is. We're continuing to find ways to excite our audience and showcase all of our great stars like Jacqueline Carr in the Stellar Awards. And also, Fred, just want to congratulate you and your station for making it as one of the nominees for a major market radio station in our Gospel Music Awards, which will take place, as a matter of fact, this year it's going to be changed to Thursday.
So
we're going to have our Radio Gospel Music Awards and showcase on Thursday at the Orleans Hotel, and that's going to be from 2 to 4 p.m. In the Orleans showroom. But congratulations, Fred. You continue to do a great job in keeping our music alive and growing, and congratulations for being a major market nominee for our Stellar Gospel Music Radio Awards.
Don Jacks, I got goosebumps all over my body right now. Just... Yes, well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much, and thank you for having the vision that God has given you over 35 years ago, and you keep it up, and it goes, I know this is not good English, but it gets gooder and gooder every year.
Yeah, I'll take it. We'll take it, right, Chiquelin?
Yes, sir.
Great. Well, I appreciate you checking in with us this morning, looking so forward to the 35th Annual Stellar Awards. Attention, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Delaware, and the World Wide Web. Don't you dare miss it. Keep your dial set right here, 1110 AM, Gospel Highway 11. We'll be telling you more about it. Thank you guys so very much for checking in with us this morning.
Thank you. All right.
All right, Chiquelin, have a great day also.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, Travis, well, you heard it from the man himself. Thank you to you, and especially you for voting for Gospel Highway 11, Philly's first all-gospel music station. And we're a nominee for the 2020 Stellar. Because you voted for us, the first round, the second round, and this is the final. Yeah, this is the final. This is when it happens. The nominees all have to walk across that stage and find out who is going to be the 2020 Major Market of the Year radio station. Giving God the glory and the honor, we appreciate you, our Gospel Highway 11 travelers, for voting for us. First round, second round, Now we are a nominee for the Stella 35th Stella Awards for 2020. We appreciate you so very, very much. Fred Blaine is my name. You know who you are. We're sharing this day together. Stay close. We'll be right back.